Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 11th day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and turning more fall like every day. I know there's going to be a big heat up. It'll probably, you know, get up in the 80s and then it'll drop back down, but the next time that'll be it. Smoke or snow, man, I guess that's the goddamn choice. Well, let's see what we're going to get into here today. Border agents in South Texas saw increase in migrant families make illegal crossing in August. No, but we're still going to look at it as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Border agents in South Texas saw increase in migrant families make illegal crossing in August. From LMT Online, sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, you know, nothing changes. That's what you got to realize in this whole scam, as it just goes on and on, and they just don't report on it. See, you have the propaganda machine to focus your attention over here. Like today, you know, it's Patriots Day. We call this Patriots Day because this is the day that the Mossad and the CIA blew up some buildings in New York City, and we got the Patriot Act, you know, that took our fourth article right away from us, and, you know, they started the spying, and then the final dismantling of the Bill of Rights to the complete destruction under Sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act. But it is ironic, I heard Corky talking this morning, you know, and he's on fire with it. I mean, who wouldn't be? Who was that attacked us? You know, that Bin Laden guy and that Al Qaeda. They love to play, you know, with the words like that. And now we're getting ready to go and attack Syria, well, to protect 70,000 Al Qaeda soldiers. You know, the same people that blew us up. You know, if you believe any of the bullshit, of course we know they are all employees of the goddamn international corporate mafia that has taken over our country and removed our Bill of Rights. But here we are. I mean, so we're back around to where we're going to tell they, you know, you have to put out the report sooner or later, and it don't look good, people. Anyway, this is from LMT Online. It was sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The number of Central American families arrested for entering the United States illegally surged again in August, according to a Trump administration official and Border Patrol agents in South Texas, an increase that comes as the president threatens a government shutdown to exact funding from Congress for a border wall. Really? U.S. Customs and Border Protection is expected to publish the most recent border arrest totals this week, and the number will be used to gauge the effect of President Donald Trump's order halting the separation of migrant parents from their children. See, we told you when they started this shit, they're playing these games with us, you see. This guy is a virtual fucking dictator. All you freaks, you mindless morons out there think, well, he's doing what he can. It's at Congress, and of course, he is a fucking dictator. Read the War Powers Act. You can't declare the state of emergency for an invasion? Well, I guess, and then he has no power. This is all a fucking con by the fucking, the 1%, you know, the international elite, who have now removed our Bill of Rights and made fucking slaves of us. Agents working in the Rio Grande Valley, the nation's busiest corridor for illegal crossings, say they've seen more families turn themselves in and ask for asylum in recent weeks because all you got to do is just walk up. Your fucking borders are wide fucking open. There is no such thing as a U.S. fucking border. Got it? Slave? We're not even going to play lip service with you any goddamn more. We told you that a communist court in San Francisco would say, no, you can't. And they would just continue to flood in. And they're flooding in, and they're flooding in, heading for the free Walmart. For asylum in recent weeks, a potential indication that the policy reversal has encouraged more Central Americans to head north. No. Well, you ain't no goddamn border, and there's free Walmarts up there. Why in the hell wouldn't you head this way? They keep coming and coming, said one agent. There were some really large groups. Anytime you have to use buses to come and pick them up, that's not a good sign. And they're not picking them up and taking them back where they came from. They're picking them up and bringing them into the internal United States, to a free Walmart in your area and into your goddamn neighborhood to hack your children up. And they talk in this article about Trump. It's got so bad. Trump ain't gonna be able to run on what he's done with his kids. He's a lying piece of goddamn garbage. You know, I listened to Mark rant and rave this morning about the fact that we're going over there to Syria to save that Al-Qaeda that supposedly we spent $2 trillion. We were going to destroy them completely in 100 years war, and now the last of them are there, and we're going over there, and we're going to send our boys and our girls over there to die to save them. Because, well, they're the rebels. Well, actually, they were always ours, people. Even when we were playing the game of demolition on the Twin Towers, calling it a terrorist attack. To remove your rights. It's always been about the goddamn Bill of Rights. And everybody knows it, but nobody wants to say it. And then McNeil's over there wondering, why can't people get on board with him? And his goddamn three of clubs, Donald Trump. The very next program, people, I swear to you, Dan Hassel's Connecting the Dots. And they have, you know, they're on there, but by the time the program's over, hey, Donald Trump, he's the savior of this goddamn country. You better believe that is the Trump coalition. That's what the micro effect is about, the Trump coalition. And they were encouraging, Gil, you gotta go talk to your family members and get them out there to vote. Because if the Republicans don't hold the House and Senate, they're just gonna come, they're gonna take everything from us, and you're gonna lay down like the fucking spineless pussies you are, and you're gonna let them do it. In fact, you're gonna crawl over to that fucking ditch and take your bullet, you cowardly pieces of shit. Put your money behind those motherfuckers, why don't you people? That's who's gonna save your country. That's who's gonna save your progeny from slavery. They keep coming and coming. Some in large groups. Buses. The agent and others spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak to reporters. Oh, well, I guess because they're contracted agents that have really nothing to do with the fucking construct of the, what this country is supposed to be. They're just private contractors. I guess they could be held as such because it isn't public information because they have nothing to do with the public. This is goddamn commerce, international commerce. An administrative official briefed on the trend confirmed the increase, but the official said they had not seen August's final numbers. Trump has treated the monthly arrest totals as a barometer for his administration's performance on immigration enforcement. See what this has all turned into? From day one, DACA, it's gone. And every one of them's going out of here, period. And I'll tell you what, the dictator could have done it as a fucking dictator because when he signed that War Powers Act, he became a goddamn virtual dictator. But then, goddamn, he's a part of a international mafia cabal that's, you know, here. They're actually here to finish raping out this country, and that's really what it's all about. And then the very thought that an international goddamn billionaire would push slave labor back over a border is just ridiculous. You people are stupid enough to fall for that. You go out and vote. You just keep doing it, people. You just fucking go on out and vote. Because everything, I mean, thanks to you and your acquiescence to it, everything's being recorded. When the fight's all over and the millions of our people have been killed to straighten this fucking mess out, we're going back to those goddamn computers. And if any of you bastards are left alive, you're going to wish you weren't. Because you are the ones that have given the consent to this fucking treachery. You've given the consent to the removal of my Bill of Rights. You do not want to face me when this shit's over. Because I will take you into that common law court. And I'm a pretty persuasive fellow when I want to be. I will make sure that you get the goddamn punishment you deserve. And it ain't going to be a barbecue sauce tied around your neck on a goddamn deportation boat. Not at this point anymore. There is no goddamn excuse for this. There's no excuse for what I heard over on the micro effect over there. You wimpy, whiny piece. But see, these are the ones that have been got all the shit, you know. They get all the shit given to them through the good old boy Masonic cabal, dirty church, goddamn organizations. They never fucking had to stand up and fight anybody in their whole fucking life. And they hire people to do their pushing around and their bullying and their fighting. They're fucking weasels. They're not worth the powder it takes to blow their worthless fucking brains out. You cowardly pieces of shit. And that's what you want to back, McNeil? That's what you are too, huh? That's what you want, isn't it? Boy, if we could just get this guy, I mean, the way they talk about it. See, they're trying to see, one of the things they brought up, I mean, goddamn, you might as well have been listening to Fox News. It's this same, what the hell they always call it, deep state government. It's the same deep state government that's trying to blame that Russia stuff on. I mean, they talk this shit over there. That's supposed to be a fucking patriot broadcast, really? They're calling themselves patriots? That is the fucking problem, people. Okay, Trump has treated the monthly arrest totals as a barometer for his administration's performance on immigration enforcement. And this year's increases have put him in a foul mood. Oh my goodness. Put him in a foul mood that he cannot campaign on a record of tougher border security because you didn't do shit but lie about it, did you? You can't even bolster the lie is so goddamn outrageous, and there was no fucking way no billionaire is going to stop any goddamn slave labor from coming into this country, just like we told the idiots out there. When, oh, Drew, give him a chance. You got to give Trump a chance. God, I just want to pound your fucking face in with my fist. You pathetic morons. The president's focus on the numbers has converted the publication of a statistic that was once purview of academics and security analysts into a highly anticipated monthly event akin to release of the trade data on the unemployment rate. both of which, I mean, filthy fucking lies. You know, I was telling you guys the other day about, you know, their wages are going up. You know, you got to steal the industry, these people in the steel, they're suing the goddamn big companies because all that money, you know, the big tax rate, the trillions that went to the people who were making record profits since 2008 when all our people lost everything and were put out on the street. All that money was for the people. Could Donald Trump, he wouldn't just do that for his fucking billionaire buddies, would he? But they're suing for a part of the windfall that has come to the steel industry that they're putting back into their stock and building up, because that's all this has ever been about, is goddamn the fire cell of America. The fire cell of what doesn't belong to those dirty son of a bitches. This is not going to stop until we take out our fucking guns and stop it. I promise you people. It is not going to stop until we stop it. Physically. Trump blew up at Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nelson in May after getting the prior month's report ordering her to close the border as arrests topped 50,000 for three consecutive months. Oh, yeah. Just more fucking word games, more production. He's a goddamn, I mean, every week he was on, you know, The Apprentice, he was up there, you're fired, you know, this fucking bullshit, same shit. He's just playing a different fucking part. He is an Israeli fucking puppet, period. Jared Kushner runs the United States of America, you goddamn fools. Those numbers dipped in July, a lull consistent with seasonal patterns, but illegal migration typically rebounds in late summer, increasing during August in five of the past 6 years. But this is why they're out there with this ever push. And oh God, the jobs and everything is so wonderful. I look around my house, look around, you're lying, son of a bitch. The filthy rich, that's what I was talking, that was the point I was getting at with the steel. The top the guys, you know, in the goddamn business, the top managers and everything, they got millions and millions and millions of dollars in increased money for them. You see, but the workers, they didn't get, the people doing the work, they didn't get shit. They didn't get $1 more. But see, when they go and look, man, wages really increased at that plant, didn't they? They sure did for a fucking handful. The one that Trump's buddies, the ones that that got Trump in there for this very purpose, all the time act, we don't want Trump. Oh boy, they didn't want Trump, and then he's Trump there. We did it. They fucking fell for it. I can't believe it. Five past, typically rebounds late summer, increasing during August in five of the past 6 years, and it's not clear to what extent last month's totals will parallel that trend. We are getting hit hard, said another agent in South Texas who observed a busy August at the border. Trump boasted last year when arrests dropped to their lowest mark since 1971, but he ceased touting his border success when they returned to levels consistent with President Obama's second term, or surpassed those totals in some months. Surpassed. There's more of them a-coming. That's what you brain-dead, mush-minded, stupid asses. He's going to get rid of them. Sure he is. A billionaire is going to get rid of the slave labor force. Sure he is. I can sell you dirt. You're so fucking dumb. The president's last week resumed threats to shut down the federal government if lawmakers do not approve funds for his border wall plan. Hey, wait a minute now. I was just thinking now, didn't he just go down to Mexico and made a big trade deal with them? But where, you know, there are going to be billions going their way and billions going to, well, it won't be going to Obama's boys anymore, but to his gang. You know, that's what this is too. This is organized crime gangs. The people are going to get fucked. But more of the money is going to be going to the billionaires that put him in office than was going to the billionaires that put Obama. But wait a minute. Now, if you're down in Mexico and you're negotiating, you're down there really for the people. You got your arms crossed, just looking real fucking serious like you did on The Apprentice. That stern look. Part of this deal is you're going to pay for that wall, right? Because he told, well, I mean, that was, I mean, he loved saying that. And then people, let's get you. I don't know if we got that on here. No. Yeah, we got a big crowd here. Yeah. And Mexico's going to pay for that wall. And Mexico's going to pay for that wall. And Mexico's going to pay for that wall. Horseshit. Never no intent. Jews will build it. It'll come from, you'll pay for it. And it ain't going to stop anything because they're pumping them in. They already got the population to replace you. They're already here. And they're arming them. To finish your dumb asses off because you just sit there and watch it happen. That's what you do. I've been wanting to bring that up for quite a while. You mean that wasn't a part of your negotiations down there, Mr. Champion, the art of the deal negotiator? Before you would make a deal for commerce between us and Mexico, you didn't tell them they had to pay for that fucking wall? Like you promised the American people, you lying piece of shit. Like you said right to their fucking face, time and time again. And Mexico is going to build that. We're building a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. We're building a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. Yeah. You lying fuck and you dumbasses that believed it. How stupid do you have to do to believe that a billionaire is going to remove slave labor? Why didn't you elect Mitt Romney? He was actually he's a low-life snake, lowering a snake's belly in a wagon track, but at least he didn't pretend to be anything else. And I love these people. You go to these different places, you go down to the coffee shop, some fat ass son of a bitch with his gut hanging over his knee eating 15 fucking pancakes. Yeah, my business is done. Trump's doing a great job. You piece of shit. You Masonic piece of shit. It's just how long we're going to take it. People get it through your fucking heads. We're going to have to do this. You're not going to get, nobody's coming along that's going to just, you know, lead you anywhere. It's going to be you. In each encounter in your day of everyday life, you're going to have to start pushing harder back and pushing harder back until the fucking guns start going off and we get done with this goddamn fight that has to be. You're either going to fight them or you're going to be like that weasel fucker, that goddamn Dan Hassel, and you're gonna crawl over there with shit running down your leg over to the goddamn pit and let him shoot you in the back of the fucking head because you're too worthless to breathe the same air I do. You dog shit eating nobody, sons of bitches. But they're doing something. Them's the significant people, says Joe McNeil. Them's the significant people, the fucking cowards. The fucking cowards that... If we could just get the masses of the ignorant, if we could just get that 75% who are so fucking sick of this whole fucking thing, they're ready to shoot, to just go out there. If you got to talk to your relatives. You got to tell them they have to get out there and they got to, if we don't keep them Republicans in, they're coming. They're just going to take it all. That's what, they're just going to take it all. Really? Well, they already fucking took it all from us, buddy, except our guns. And you are the son of a bitches that facilitated it. You know, he's talking about the BLM. BLM has 80,000 law enforcement agents. A goddamn, I can't exist. No, that is elected representative government of some kind here. No, that's a corporation out of Costa Rica that's been sent in here. So when it first started out, they didn't have guns or anything. And they were just a wonderful fucking thing to you, weren't they? Oh, Dan. That BLM was wonderful because all they did was send you checks in the mail as you sold the fucking rest of us out, you sniveling little weasel-ass coward. But the invasion continues, people. They've got to get the army in it because sooner or later, I tell you what, this is a goddamn natural fact of nature. Sooner or later, we are going to either fight or walk over and take a bullet without a fight. What's it going to be? And when we do raise up those arms and start fighting, they got to have somebody here to fight us. And to see the goddamn communist thing getting us to kill each other, you know, going for one form of communism against another form of international communism, you know, that didn't work. So it's back. I mean, they're back to their other options. World War III or just flat ass the fucking, you know, finishing this goddamn invasion. getting enough. They could have never touched us before. Americans, no, you tried to get Americans to go out because they didn't, even when they started running fucking tests on the goddamn people who, you know, going in the service, would you shoot another American if your officer ordered you so? When the people that were, I don't even talk about them. When the question was asked, that should have been the end of it right there. What the fuck do you mean would I shoot another American if I was ordered to by this fucking government that serves that man you're telling me to shoot? But then again, like I said, they go there and they put their hands over, I think over their heart. And raise that right hand. I do solemnly swear to protect and defend the Constitution of for the United States of America. So help me God. Don't have a fucking clue what it says. I graduated valedictorian of my high school. I've never read the motherfucker. I don't know what the hell I just swore to. Well, I will obey the orders of the president. Yeah, I can figure that one out, boy. That, I mean, any fucking fool can follow an order, can't they?
Hey, let's go to Iraq and steal all their oil.
Oh man, I seen that too, Mark. Yeah, we didn't get to steal Iraq. Well, of course, that's a horseshit lie too, because they built that pipeline. It's been pumping down to goddamn Israel the whole time. They must have found some more that Israel wants. I mean, my God, people, they're telling you they're going to send your children over to Syria to fight to preserve Al-Qaeda. I mean, we can talk about dumb. I wanted to call into that program this morning when they were talking about, because Cornkey had just raved about this for 2 fucking hours. Raved about it. Al-Qaeda. Hey, hello. Hello, McFly. Al-Qaeda. I wanted to call in and say, you people, do you back old Donald Trump? You do realize that right now he's getting ready to send American fighters over there to save the last of Al-Qaeda. Oh, could it be because, well, they work for us or work for them? They don't work for you and me. But they were working for them that day that the buildings came down, the Mossad, the CIA, and their, you see, Al-Qaeda, the word in Arabic means it's a list. It's a list of assets, you know, like if you're, Saddam Hussein was Al-Qaeda. He was a part of the list. The list of agents is what they are. Active agents you can bring active that are working to get a paycheck. It's like for 35 years, Saddam Hussein got a paycheck from the CIA in the mail every month before they went and killed him, before the plans changed. So Al-Qaeda just means a list of goddamn terrorists that is run by the CIA and the FBI. It's just like, you know, over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, you got goddamn, the company, you know, Blackwater? Yeah, Blackwater. You know, the one that stole $2 trillion? You have private companies over there fighting your wars, and you're claiming that this is somehow legal through the Constitution, where the Congress has to declare a war, where they have to gather the soldiers from the militia of the individual states, and then they have to buy the financing for the equipment and buy and declare what the war is and how the war ends. No, it was just Blackwater over there stealing $2 trillion fucking dollars. And like I said, man, if you were missing $100 out of some income tax return thing that you don't even know, boy, I bet you they'd come find that fucking $100. But that $2 trillion, it's just $2 trillion. And we could put it with the other $21 trillion missing, okay? Everything's groovy. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now tell me again how this country is the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can't really believe that what you see now is the reason so many brave men gave. Teacher used to say we had the Bill of Rights. I think the Civil Rights are sent us to fill. Well, I don't know about you, my friend, but I think I've had my fill. They've been walking on me for my whole life. I think it's finally time to draw the line. You can tell old John Cougar Mellencamp he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up because they took money from us and gave a $1 zillion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass.
We're building a wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. Hey, it's 12:37 Pacific Time. Of course, that was John Reher with My Country, My Fucking Ass. What a crock of shit this whole goddamn thing is, man. There was one thing here I wanted to hit on this, I think. And I got to look and see because I think I marked it. I think I did. Maybe it was another one I did. Maybe not. But I did want to hit this last part. While the number of total apprehensions along the border remains lower than 2014, family groups represent a higher percentage of those taken into custody. And don't forget, there's nothing been changed about chain migration. So grandma, grandpa, I mean, they're still pouring over the goddamn, nothing has changed. It's gotten worse. And it will continue to get worse. It will get worse until, I mean, it's like in the, when I talked about, me and old Bill used to talk to me, he said, when those goddamn, finally, those people in Georgia, you know, I'm talking about over in the Ukraine, Georgia, and all that shit over there in the Soviet Union, finally pulled, so desperate and starved down and just depleted. They were such number. They just pulled the goddamn soldiers out of the tanks and beat them. Is that how bad it's got to get before an American get off their dead ass or grow a spine? Manuel Padilla, the Border Patrol sector chief for the Rio Grande Valley, said last month that the number of Central American families coming across the border has exceeded the 2014 high water mark. So less apprehensions, more people coming. I think that's more people getting in. I don't know. It might just be me. Well, let's see what else. 100 Bangladeshis. Now, these are Asians. How in the hell they? I didn't know they lived in Central and South America. 100 Bangladeshi nationals apprehended near Texas border in 3 weeks. Pouring in. The longer you wait, you know, I keep wondering about what the big plan is. There's got to be a big plan out there because there's sure been a lot of big people fucking big planning it for a big long fucking time. I got to wonder what the big plan is. Well, I do that. I cannot say that they do not outnumber us by now. How in the hell would we know how many of them's in here? 100 Bangladeshi nationals apprehended near Texas border in 3 weeks. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by KD4 discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Laredo sector, Border Patrol agents continue to lead the nation in the apprehension of Bangladesh nationals. They get to call it be nationals. We don't. We're citizens. We're subject citizens. Nationals who illegally crossed the border from Mexico into Texas. More than 100 were arrested in the past 3 weeks, totaling 622 this fiscal year. That's just Bangladeshis. On September 7th, Laredo sector agents apprehended a group of 5 illegal immigrants who crossed the Rio Grande border with Mexico and the Santa Rita subdivision. The agents interviewed the group and learned that they came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, according to Laredo Sector Border Patrol officials. The Bangladeshis consist of 2 juveniles, so they're staying. Them's children, can't separate the children from the parents, and 3 adults, officials stated. The latest arrests bring the total for fiscal year 2018 to 622. A few weeks ago, Breitbart, Texas reported on the number of arrests at 520 after agents arrested more than 20 Bangladeshi nationals over a short period of days. Since that time, more than 100 Bangladeshis were arrested in the Laredo sector alone. The rate of apprehension in the Laredo sector has accelerated over the past few months, officials reported. If the trend continues, because he's given up on this. He knows the gig's up. You lied, you son of a bitch. You had no intention of closing no borders and throwing anybody out. You want more slave labor pumped in. It's blatant. But man, look at the money that's being made by the filthy fucking rich. Look at the stock market. Just look at the stock market numbers. You people out there trying to live in tents. I mean, well, maybe you could go down to Walmart where they sell the TVs and you could look at the goddamn stock market or something. I don't know. But like I said, with the steel industry, when their wages are going up, yeah, zillions to the ones at the top, as the ones at the bottom are the mass majority are getting less and less as the prices go up and up. And they're telling you, we're going to see prices rising because it's a booming economy, people.
Blatant theft of natural resources.
Exactly. The rate of apprehensions in Laredo accelerated over the past few months, officials reported. If the trend continues, there could be more than 700 arrests before the fiscal year ends in September. The 622 Bangladeshis arrested in the Laredo sector this fiscal year compares to the previous annual total of 181, an increase of nearly 244%. Go Trump! Just give Trump a chance! Let him build that wall in Mexico! And he's going to build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. Okay. Laredo Sector Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens previously told Breitbart, Texas, that the Laredo sector is targeted because of the lack of a physical border. Whether we're going to build a border wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. Border without fencing and walls. He said that the Mexican cartel now known as Zetas, chooses when and where migrants will cross. Migrants. Fucking invaders. Migrants. My fucking ass. It is an invasion. By definition of the English language, we're going to have to get some Ibonic kind of shit to change the goddamn definitions in the dictionary, I guess. Migrants. Will cross the border, and that the Bangladeshis, mostly young men between the ages of 18 and 35. Ooh, fighting age men. Wonder what they're coming here for. Pay up to $27,000 each to be smuggled into the United States. How many of you out there got $27,000? I think I got like maybe $20 in my fucking pocket. And I mean, they're paying $27,000. Why would you pay $27,000 to come here unless you were expecting to get a whole hell of a lot more? That's called an investment. Even at the lower levels, $27,000 they're paying each to get in here. Because, hey man, they've been told something down there in Bangladesh, haven't they? What would they be telling them down there in Bangladesh to make them put in? If they got $27,000 to throw to go to another country to steal what's mine, goddamn, how in the hell did they get it down there? I thought they was poor. Go ahead.
Well, what's happening is that they're coming over here, and then they're going to apply for a free house and a free car. They're going to cash out and give them the money.
Well, hell yes. And then they'll get a $250-some a goddamn day sent to them. It wouldn't take long to make that $27,000 several times over 1 year. And, you know, if you could bring 10 kids with you, hell, God almighty, you could make it. Shit. 27 is a cheap investment, ain't it? Of course, it all belongs to you and me, people. It's all being stolen from you and me. When we talk about the different groups that are crossing into an area, what we're trying to draw attention to is a more comprehensive look at our threat picture. Owens explained in a previous Breitbart Texas interview, we need to stay away from just focusing on the family units. Yeah, let's quit looking at that. That was a total fucking failure. And the chain migration, if they're pouring over your border. And that was always the intent. They all shit through the same hole. They're international communists here to relieve you of everything you own, including your life. They've already taken your Bill of Rights saying that you cannot. They're telling you, you do not own no property. What we want to take and give here, take and give there. The Interior Department can come and take your goddamn, can make states now, can make foreign countries with 4 acres. They can make a foreign country. I've seen it happen. This is how fucking out of control it is. Anyway, I guess nobody's going to face this until it comes right up to them, huh? What the men and what do when you see your relatives, you tell them they got to get out there and keep those goddamn Republicans in control or they're going to take everything. What the men and women of the U.S. Border Patrol are dealing with on a daily basis is so much more complex than that. They are not trying to hide or escape. What? You know, I thought they're sneaking across. They're migrants, people. They're not invaders. Hey, they went and got their passport. They went through all the things. They're properly here. That's what a migrant is, isn't it? I mean, it's just come to the point you can't call an illegal alien, a goddamn invasion an invasion. They're not trying to hide or escape, the chief said about the Bangladeshis. They walk right up to us, to an agent, and claim credible fear. That's all you got to be able to say in English is credible fear. Now give me my money and get me to that free Walmart. By the way, get me to some nice neighborhood. I want to hack up a young girl today, if I can. If I can get that in today, it'd be a good day for me. It'd work for me. Here we have stage filming of false flag chemical attacks has begun in Idlib, Russia, MOD. This is from Zero Hedge. Russian state media channels in a near simultaneous blitz of information have issued breaking alerts this morning that anti-Assad insurgents in Idlib have begun filming fake footage of a chemical attacks based on Russian Ministry of Defense, MOD, statements. And, you know, with what came out, I mean, you would think this was from The Onion or something, you know. I mean, like, Assad announced that he's going to drop chemical weapons and start World War III over 70,000 Al-Qaeda's that he already has whipped that he's getting ready to clean out of his country. He did it, really. And I mean, that was so outrageous that anybody that seen it should have just went, bullshit. But now here, right here, I mean, they're seeing that. I mean, do you think they, I mean, today will tell, because they're supposed to start releasing this footage this evening, you know, in to the different places. I mean, is it so outrageous? Are they throwing this out here, you know, for one reason or the other? But President Trump did say, your president, your great holy president did say, that he was looking at attacking Syria, whether there was any chemical attacks or not, because he got to save his employees over there. You know, that Al-Qaeda, the ones that blew up the World Trade Center, killed all your people, and $2 trillion fighting them? Really? The Russian Center for Syrian Reconciliation says the fake footage of Kimmel attacks is expected to be delivered to various TV channels and Western journalists before the end of the day on Tuesday. So we'll find out tomorrow. Whether, I mean, but this comes from Zero Hedge. And I don't know, I mean, they're claiming, what, we got some RT sources in here and stuff, whatever. I mean, it could be such a thing as, they go, somebody just finally walked in and called, you guys fucking kidding me? You're going to really do this? Yep, we're going to. Netanyahu, King Netanyahu has given the order. It don't matter what these fucking people think. They ain't going to do shit. But they're, goddamn, that's the largest armed population ever exist on this. They ain't going to do shit. Watch, I'll show you. Jir al-Shughur is a key Al-Qaeda held town in Idlib. Al-Qaeda held town. This is who we're going to save. Al-Qaeda. 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 You know, that became ISIS. Maimed. I mean, when you see these veterans walking around, so-called veterans, victims, they ain't veterans, they're victims is all they are. They never fought for this country. They're just a bunch of fools. But when you see them walking around with no arms, no legs, their faces blown off, Al-Qaeda is the one that did that. Held town in Idlib province, specifically under the control of the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, formerly Nusra Front or Al-Qaeda. Indeed, there have been international journalists inside Jir al-Shughur over the past weeks. Official Russian military sources also say two containers with chlorine-based toxic substance have been brought to Jir al-Shughur. However, the sources did not cite any specific intelligence or provide evidence of the claim. So whether this is going to happen, who the fuck knows? There was just one more thing I wanted to hit before we got out of here. Trump administration rushes to lease federal lands. Man, he said he was going to open up the lands. The Department of the, this is from Yahoo News. The Department of the Interior is quietly preparing to offer hundreds of thousands of acres of public land for leasing to energy companies. A move critics have charged is being undertaken with minimal public input and little consideration of ecological culture preservation. Where do you think these are? See, what I'm going to do, well, let's go on. According to the data compiled by environmental groups, and, you know, that's what they got to make, because it's environmentalists, you know, like it's the communists against the other guys and us against them and them against us. But you know what? Because I've been doing this, and we've all been doing this. You are going to see it as soon as I tell you. Yeah, but we're going to see exactly what it is and what it really is. Fuck them environmentalists, man. Yeah, let's lease the land. The people aren't, you know, the argument you might think I'm going to come up with this is, ain't a goddamn dollar of it going to come to us if this lease money's going to go for public roads and schools and public safety, see? All the money of the wealthier nation goes to the government because they're taking care of you. That's what they do with it. Like if you had all the riches and 95 cents out of every dollar taken in wasn't being stole by the Jews, you couldn't take care of this shit for yourself, you see. Because you're like these ignorant savages that once inhabited this land before the Europeans come and relieved them of it. Man, you just got all this wealth. You don't know what to do with it. Somebody's going to, well, it's like us. You got this goddamn Bill of Rights. Somebody will come and steal that from you. You just ain't by yourself. You need us. You need a federal apparatus. You need a federal government. So when these powerful forces come to take that away from you, boy, we're going to get together and we're going to bring all the militias together and we're going to shut that shit down. According to data compiled by the environmental groups, the Bureau of Land Management will put 2.9 million acres up for potential leasing in the next 4 months, because the land in question in states including New Mexico, Now, this is a clue. Colorado and Arizona lack designation as a national park or monument, because that's what they try to do when the international communists are still, we call it all parks and stuff. You can't walk on it. It's yours, but we can sell it to the Chinese for wind farms and solar farms, but you can't step on it. You can't step on a pine needle, because that's the other side of the fucking coin. It can be used for commercial purposes, such as mining for minerals and drilling for oil and gas. But yeah, they throw that oil and gas there, kind of throw you off just a little bit, but I think you guys are figuring this out. It can be used for commercial purposes, such as mining for minerals and drilling for oil and gas. Supporters say that the bolstering extractive industries will ensure energy independence. $3.12 a fucking gallon when there was a glut. The glut, we never paid below $2. They stole from us. Yeah, that is their primary theft for the people, because we have to move about and the cars are the only way to get there. This is their energy independence, as they open up export and start exporting all your crude and shutting down your fucking refineries in this country. Energy independence. Oh boy, they love that word. That's almost like supply and demand, ain't it? For the United States. Though shifting energy preferences and falling oil prices appear to undermine that assertion. It might be a fucking lie. I'd have never guessed it. Some 250 million acres of land are under the Bureau's control nationwide. 250 million under the Bureau's control, a foreign corporation out of Costa Rica. And like when they were unarmed, God damn, man, the people over there on the micro effect, they love them son of a bitches. They just send them checks. And when the communists took over, well, they gave machine guns. And now they're out there, they're not going to take, it was all right to throw Henry off the land so that I could have an exclusive and get checks sent in the mail for holding it, because calling it a wildlife sanctuary while my cows graze and I get free grazing and all that. And I created that bureau for that, and it was okay when it did that. But now they got machine guns and they're fucking coming for me, and I'm a goddamn coward. This has got to be stopped, or they're just going to take it from us. That's what their words were. They're just going to take it from us. Really? You must not be planning to fight none then, huh? You didn't say that they were going to fight us for us, or that they were going to come and try and take it. They're just going to take it from us. Concentrated in a dozen Western states, which sometimes chafe at what they regard as Washington's inept oversight. The tension was most dramatically on display in 2014 when federal agents engaged in an armed standoff with the family of Cliven Bundy, a Nevada rancher. You guys getting closer to what this is all about? Nevada rancher with extreme right-wing views. The dispute arose from Bundy's insistence on allowing his cattle to graze on public lands, a practice that saw him incur some $1 million in fines, which he refused to pay. The Bureau of Land Management is part of the Department of the Interior. You know, the people that can just accidentally go around this country and take our goddamn money and make special classes of people and give them their own little countries where the goddamn laws don't apply. Same laws don't apply. Well, where our Bill of Rights sure as hell doesn't exist. Which is today headed by Ryan Zink, a Montana native who has styled himself a rugged conservationist, even as he maintains close ties with private enterprise. You guys getting it? You got it yet? Have you figured it out? Many of his closest adversaries at Interior have ties to the oil and gas industry. And I keep throwing that in there to throw you off the fucking trail. That is all that oil and gas industry. They will pump oil and gas, but that's not what this is about. Either as lobbyists or executives, his top deputy, for example, is David Breinhart, a Western veteran Republican operative who has also lobbied on behalf of California agribusinesses. How can this be? The guys, are there supposed to be this list left-right thing, these conservatives and these liberals? You're supposed to be able to tell them apart. Well, sometimes they're kind of conservative, sometimes they're liberal. Sometimes if it's Jews involved, they're the same fucking people. During his confirmation hearing, Zink said that he was absolutely against transfer and sale of public lands, but that claim would not prevent him from issuing leases for oil and gas companies, as the land would technically remain under public control even as it was being used for private gain. Such leases are issued for 10 years at exceedingly favorable terms, often for a minimum bid of $2 per acre. Now, because it is 12:58 and we're at the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you guys something, what this is all about. You see, Hillary Clinton being a part of the international elitist cabal of gangsters, the one that can't be jailed, even though it's proven that she committed espionage, treason, you name it. Her and Donald Trump aren't so far apart. I mean, they go on the TV and it's like at WWF wrestling. You know, they go up there, I'm telling you, brother and boy, they hate each other. I'm going to rip you to pieces. And God, yeah. And when it's all done, they get their paychecks and walk out smiling, go have a beer and put their arm around each other. You see, old Hillary, she sold that fucking uranium out in the desert. This ain't about oil contracts. This, because they go on and they start, and the rest of this article, they start talking about the jack, or the goddamn, the desert grouse. Sage grouse. See, and that shows right where the areas they're talking about. Now the deal's been made, now that Trump and his buddies are gonna get their cut of it. That, what they're gonna do here, this is gonna, and I'll tell you who's coming in here, not about oil and gas. It's the Russians coming to mine the uranium, to turn over to the Chinese, to fuel, to make a stronger goddamn enemy to finish destroying us. That is what this is. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I'm telling you, you know, I really don't know what to tell you. Just, you know, have your guns and be ready to fight. I don't know. There's nobody out there with a plan. Never has been, but you better be ready to goddamn fight, because sooner or later, it's going to come to you. You don't got to go looking for it. It will come to you, and you might as well make your fight. I don't give a fuck where it comes up. You might as well do it there, because your Bill of Rights have been removed. You're nothing but a fucking slave. You're a piece of fucking human property, and if you can live being that and have the son of a bitch looking at you think they can treat you like that, well, you're not me. You have a good day. That is the word from the trenches.